Hare Krishna, I'm going to tell two anecdotes from this morning's lecture by Giriraj Maharaj, and if you want to hear the whole lecture, it's also on articles. The lecture is all about how devotees are already liberated, they already achieved liberation, and of course if they are Mamcha Yogi Abhichari and Bhakti Yogi Nasivati, if they perform on unmotivated and unceasing devotional service. This is, we're reading from Ajamiyo Kanda. And one was a Giriraj Maharaj was saying that when they were first preaching in Madras, then one day on Ekadasi it was raining. There was about four of them. And so Achutnanda Maharaj, she said, no, it's not good to go out on the Ekadasi. We should just stay back and chant in here. And him and Bhavananda Prabhu, they decided, no, they're going to go out. And so they went out in the pouring rain. But the rain was so intense that everything was completely flooded away. And so, you know, the street, the sidewalk, you couldn't tell the difference between anything. And it so happened where they were, there was also a sewage drain, you know, the open sewers that they have in India that was about 3 feet deep. And but that was also covered, so you couldn't even tell, you couldn't even notice it. It was fully covered by water, and the whole thing just looked, it just looked all one, it just looked like a sheet of water, like a lake. And anyway, so they were walking along the street, and they were going to where they were going to go, and but Bhavananda Prabhu, he just fell waist deep into the sewage ditch. And sometime later, when Giriraj Maharaj told the story to Srila Prabhupada, he explained how they had personal experience of merging into the Brahmajyoti, then Prabhupada said, yes, humorously, he said, yes, but Bhavananda is more advanced than you. He said he had personal experience of merging, whereas you were just sort of observing by walking along. So that was quite funny. And so Bhavananda really merged right into the sewage ditch. And the other example was, and devotees have probably heard of Dr. Patel, because he's there on morning walks with Srila Prabhupada. And when devotees first moved to Hare Krishna land, and it was just a jungle, really. Mr. Patel was really impressed by devotees' austerity, and he saw how they were just sleeping on the ground, and they didn't have mosquito nets or anything like that. So one day he just went out and he bought a dozen mattresses, mosquito nets, blankets, sheets, pillows, so that the devotees had some nicer facilities. So then Giriraj Maharaj says, well, you know what ashram life is like. If you've lived in an ashram, and pretty soon these things started to disappear. One pillow disappeared, one mattress disappeared, another one disappeared. And in due course of time, there was nothing left. There was no mattress, no mosquito net, no nothing. Everything had gone. So when Dr. Patel saw this, he became quite upset that he was concerned for the devotees, and his investment was gone, and the devotees were back to their sort of vulnerable condition. So one day when he was on a morning walk, he was complaining about this to Srila Prabhupada. And then again, in a humorous mood, Prabhupada said to Dr. Patel, he says, don't you know, he says, all of my disciples, they are mukta, they are liberated. He says the liberation that you're so keen to get, because Dr. Patel was a sort of cultured gentleman and a religious person. He says the mukti that you're trying to get, they're already after. They're not interested in all of these luxuries and sleeping on mattresses and worrying about mosquitoes. They are all mukta. So two humorous anecdotes from His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.